By the end of this year, travel to Cuba will become significantly harder for many Americans. With little fanfare, the Bush administration has begun to phase out a popular program that had allowed people to take education-themed trips to the island. But at the same time, the administration has relaxed travel rules for one politically influential group, Cuban Americans, who already have rights to visit the island that most Americans don't enjoy. NPR's Philip Davis has more.
Though the four-decade-old ban on travel to Cuba still stands, you wouldn't know it in Miami. Here, travel agencies vie to book passengers on some 20 charter flights to the island each week. The catch is, most of the travelers are Cuban Americans who can legally travel to Cuba once a year and often more. People like Aida Delgado, who's leaving on Sunday to visit family in Havana.
I'm going because my mother is 92 years old and is sick, and they don't let her travel to visit, and my daughter is going to have surgery. I bring clothes and house dresses for my mother and other presents.
Presents, and now much more cash. The Bush administration has relaxed the rules governing cash gifts, whereas once Cuban Americans were restricted to taking $300 total to relatives on the island, they can now bring as much as $3,000. But the picture is much different if you're a non-Cuban American with no relatives in Cuba. Taylor Griffin is a spokesman for the Treasury Department, which monitors travel and spending in Cuba.
Travel to Cuba would provide a significant source of income to the Castro regime. So travel to Cuba is something that needs to be minimized.
There has been one loophole for average Americans wishing to go to Cuba, educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people tours. Under special license from the Treasury Department, dozens of alumni, educational, and cultural groups have visited Cuba. But in March, the Bush administration said it was eliminating the program. Treasury's Griffin says the tours too often were low on educational content.
Say a group applied for a license to travel to Cuba to study jazz. The trip, in practice, ended up being a visit to the Cuban Jazz Festival and a lot of time spent in lovely Havana, which really undermines the reasons we have sanctions against Cubans, which is to deny the Castro regime the financial wherewithal to oppress its people.
Griffin declined to cite any specific examples of abuse in the program, but he and the administration insist it's widespread enough to merit cancellation. And that has educational groups crying foul.
We would never do a tour and take someone, you know, to the beach for 2 days.
Ana Perez is Cuba coordinator for Global Exchange, a San Francisco-based nonprofit organization that specializes in educational tours to the world's hotspots. She says about 3,000 people participated in Global Exchange tours to Cuba last year alone.
Cuba was our most popular destination. People really are curious. They want to know what's happening in Cuba. They want to be able to talk to, you know, everyday Cubans and find out for themselves.
But Dennis Hayes, the executive director of the Cuban American National Foundation, which applauds the new ban, says such tours were bad because groups got only one side of Cuba.
And they accept what's given to them, and what's given to them is a Potemkin Village tour of the sort of highlights of the revolution with very little contact, significant and meaningful contact with the Cuban people.
Cuban Americans are an important voting bloc, especially in Florida. Jeff Thale, a Cuba expert with the Washington Office on Latin America, says the move is a way for the administration to show it's still tough on Castro.
And they've been looking for things to do, and they can't cut back on agricultural sales because big agricultural exporters, farm states, want that. And they can't, invade Cuba because neither the State Department nor the Pentagon wants that. And they can't find ways to really tighten the embargo. So they don't have a lot of options. And I think one of the things they've decided they can do that doesn't have as much political cost for them and that they can show their supporters is to cut back on American travel to Cuba.
Technically, the new rules are still under review. But with Cuba's recent crackdown on opponents of the regime hardening attitudes on both sides of the Florida Straits, there's little chance that the new restrictions will be reversed. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.